Welcome. This is Karina with Gems, and I am so glad you chose to tune in. We will be talking about some very important topics, some things that you can do to stay out of the way, to find peace in your life. You know, we're closing out this year, but really, in astrological terms, that's not happening until February, right? So from now until February is closing out the year, and I'm going based off of the seasons. You know, we're still in winter season until then, and yeah, so some things that we can do to keep ourselves updated, refined, renewed is, you know, find a passion. I'll tell you guys what I've been doing. So I have been, what I love to do best is, like, I'm a nerd. I just like to, you know, go dive deep into my subconscious, dive deep into my things that I like, I'm curious about, things that I want to learn. I like watching YouTube videos of different content creators and just seeing the way that they go about things. I like to take notes, basically. It's like I'm in this stage of my life right now where I'm picking up as much knowledge as I can to move forward with. And yeah, so one of those things is find a passion. You know, I've been brainstorming just how I want it, like, for this year coming up of 2023, of how I want to present myself to the world, what I want to bring to the world, how I want to make my impact. You know, that takes time to develop how you want to present yourself to the world. And finding a passion that suits you while still, you know, going after different things in life, it's very beneficial for your mental health. It's very beneficial for just keeping a creative mind and not letting yourself walk around like a zombie, you know, in this mundane life. It's like, it's not cracked up to what it really is, y'all. Like, I was just driving by, like, these, like, high schoolers, and I was just like, I remember when I was them. I remember when I was, you know, my mindset was different. I always had an open mind of, like, just an open possibility of what I could be. But I feel like now I'm 21. I feel like now I'm really establishing who I am and my passions and what makes me happy. And sometimes you do need, you know, I was just talking to someone, one of the customers at my work. And I was like, oh, you're going to school? And then he was like, actually just came back from a counseling meeting. And guess what they told me? And I was like, what? And he was like, that I should just drop out because I don't know where I'm going. And I don't know, like, what major I want to major in. And I'm like, what the heck? Like, that's the worst advice a counselor can give a student. You know, if I'm a counselor, I would say, why don't you find things that make you passionate? Why don't you take this photography class? Why don't you do take this public speaking class? Why don't you take this statistics class? Whatever it is that you find more, that you're more passionate about, why don't you take that and see where it leads you? Because there's so much different programs stemming from all of these different majors that people don't keep in mind. There's so much opportunity. There's so much networking opportunity. And, like, that's what you need to be taking advantage of right now, you guys. You know, if you want to be in school or if you don't, take advantage of the networking opportunities. And that's one of the things I jotted down. So dive deep into your passions, find something that works for you, and study it. You know, it might not be the thing that you end up doing, but you're going to have that tool, you're going to have that knowledge that you need if someone else needs it as well. Another thing that we can do to stay out the way and find peace is to focus. You know, it's not easy in this day and age where everything is very transactional, very instant gratification, right? But what for you is tunnel vision is that shutting off the TV, turning off your phone, and just, and if you need to do homework, or if you need to read a book, or if you need to write a song, or if you need to make a dance, do you need to cut off all the distractions? And this is only talking on a minuscule level. If you need to do more than that, like, you know, stop going out, stop, you know, indulging in certain things that are taking you away from your focus, like maybe TV shows, or for the guys out there, video games. but nothing against those things. It's just in moderation, you know what I mean? Because, you know, time is valuable, and sometimes saying no is going to result in your best work. Sometimes saying yes is going to stagnate you. That's why, like, in my new relationship, we're both creatives. I'm a creative, he's a creative, and it's like, and like finding that balance has been interesting, and it's been new. But whenever he needs to work on something, I give him that space for that tunnel vision, and he does the same for me. So it's like, that is just something that you need to find balance in. You know, what do you need to cut off? What distractions do you need to cut off? What things do you need to, what, like, senses do you feel like you need to heighten? Okay, we can talk about that. So for me to find focus, when I do my readings, I like to be very clean. I like to be very, like, my space needs to be clean. My energy needs to be clean. And I need to be able to smell something in the background. So that's one thing that I find that I can really focus with, is with some essential oils in the background, you know, and, or a candle on, something, or incense, whatever, like, scents always help with my creativity. So find something that helps amplify your creativity, if that's music, if that's smells, if that's wearing comfortable clothes, like furry. For me, I'm also a texture person, so I like to be extra warm when I'm doing my creative things, or, you know what I mean? So yeah, that's just another tippity tip. I would also say, if you have a passion, or if you're like an entrepreneur, use some of that money that you made and use it as a reward. Use it towards other things that you want to amplify in your life. Another thing is, move your body, okay? Now, this is one that took me a little longer out of my childhood, because in my childhood, I was always moving, I was always doing sports. But, you know, after you graduate high school, you gotta be accountable of moving your own body, right? So for me to do that is, like, I like to wake up early most of the week, or if I can during the week, wake up earlier and clean my room, make sure my bed's all done, go to the gym, neighborhood, or whatever, like, just move your body, because that is when I feel like stress is released, anxiety is released, you gain that focus back when you're alone and planning in your head. So yeah, that is self-love, you guys, moving your body, because our body needs it more than we even think, okay? Another thing about staying out the way and finding peace is to become goal-oriented, you guys, within your own ideas, you know. Set yourself up for success, plan, write things down, and just know that you're getting back to yourself. You know, getting back to yourself involves moving forward. And in order to move forward, you need to have all these things that we've been talking about. Now, I feel like this one is very essential and important. Is, what do you love about you? Find the things that you love about yourself the most. You know, sometimes people make me feel on the outside like I am not a loving person, or I'm not a caring person, or like, these are just reflections, right? we constantly. But I am a loving person. I am a generous person. I am a caring person. And these are the things that I love about myself. And these are the things you need to say out loud, you know? If you feel like opposite emotions of what you know you are, then those are not your feelings and those are not your emotions. They are other people's projections onto you, right? If you know who you are, then you don't have to tell people who you are. You know, you don't owe them an explanation. You just do you. And I think what I found the most peace of mind is just not worrying, not stressing. So and honestly surrendering to God, just what's on my heart, what's on my mind, and what's on my soul. God, please cleanse this out of my soul. Please, you know, take these thoughts out of my mind and yada yada yada. This really does help. Okay, this gets to the last two. This really does help. Okay, this gets to the last two tips for you guys. Find a safe space. Find a person that you can talk to. A friend, whatever it is, a friend, a dog, an older, honestly, talking with older people can help a lot. Or finding content online that is relatable to you and that helps your soul grow. There's specifically someone I've been watching recently, and her content is just amazing. Let me see if I could find her really quick as well. Her name on YouTube is Evolving Spiritually. And she's been the one to really help me get back to who I am. And find my power again. You know, find my inner strength again. To come back on here in the podcast and just be vulnerable with you guys and transparent. Because I feel like it's been a little harder for me to reflect those things to my people and my personal life, but people in my life, just out in the world. Like being bubbly or being more friendly and being open has been a little harder for me, because like I said, when you're trying to stay out the way and find peace, sometimes you do need to take a step back from showing your most loving parts of yourself. And sometimes you have to take those things away when you give it back, it's going to come back stronger, it's going to come back more impactful. And that's what I'm saying. It's okay to retreat for a little bit, find your passion, dive deep, you know, make money, move your body, self-love, become goal-oriented, get back to yourself, and remind yourself of what you love about yourself. You need to do all of those things sometimes before you can, you know, come back out into the world showing those best parts of yourself. And just finding a safe space, for me it's the podcast, and for me it's been finding friendships that align with me, and generous people that actually care about me. It's like when you find something real, you almost think that it's too good to be true. When you find something real, like a person, like a feeling, like a word, if it's just a video you watch and it's so real to you, you almost question the fakeness that you've put up with, right? Or like what you've put up with in the past. And I just want you to use those moments of realizing, like, wow, I deserve more. I deserve, you know, better. Or like, wow, I actually deserve this thing that's real. I want you just to reflect and dive deep into why that matters to you and why you feel you deserve realness in your life. Even being real with yourself, right? Because that's, I think, we lack the most is being real with ourselves. You can click off now if you don't believe in God. I don't care. This is my space. I'm creating a safe space for others. And once I started building my relationship with God this year, He has just worked wonders for me and in my character, in my evolution of who I am and what I stand for. You know, like, when you ask God to help you in different ways, you gotta ask for specific things on your journey that you need. You'll start to see just where God is working and where God has His hand on your life. That you're putting your energy in the right places. Because putting your energy in the right places helps you succeed, helps you find the connections and the networks that you need to level up in your life. And I want you guys to find a place in your heart that you can let the Creator in. You know, God, I need restoration in my relationship with my whatever, fill in the blank. I need to find somewhere in my heart to find forgiveness, or I need to find somewhere in my heart to find compassion for this person. Whatever it is, if you're having a hard time and the enemy is just in your ear trying to tell you, F this person, da-da-da. Really, that's the enemy, you know? We're not supposed to hate on each other. We're not supposed to be envious. We're not supposed to be jealous of each other. There's enough abundance for everyone in this world. To all the people you see around you, there's enough abundance for them and them and them. So find your safe space. Find your group of women that you can be wild and free and expansive, and you speak your mind and be free. Find your group of men that you can, you know, build each other up, help each other succeed. Find your group of people, or find your person. Stop shooting your standards so low just because you feel lonely. And I'm speaking to someone, you know what I mean? I'm just speaking. But yeah, I want you guys to realize that staying out the way really does help you find peace. I just gave you guys all the tools you need to go in a new direction. You can start tomorrow. You can start today. Write some of these. Listen back to this podcast if you need it again. Write some of these things. Jot these things down. So that it can help you. And this is really a timeless podcast, because who knows, I might even need to hear it in the future. But I want to do more of these podcasts where I'm just talking about venting and talking to you guys. So let me know if you guys enjoy it. I appreciate you guys so much. I love you. If you want to listen to more of my content, I do upload on TikTok like every other day. And I do readings on there. General readings for the collective and just for people that need to hear it. And I do music as well, and I am working on some music, so just be ready for more of that coming soon. And if you have came here from my Instagram, I will be updating all of the music stuff on there. If you don't know my Instagram, it is karinna.paris. And on my Instagram, if you would like to book a tarot card reading with me, I take all of my bookings through my DM. We just create a schedule, a day that works best for both of us. and I can make that happen. So I appreciate you guys, and I'm looking forward to sharing more of me and what I have coming in the future with you guys. All right, love you. Peace out.